1230 KHAS.
Hey, we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the men's game here today. Hastings College getting set to take on the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach sitting at 9-4 in the season, 4-3 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But now we got a stretch here. We got four games in 5 days. Talk about the stretch.
Yeah, we're kind of going on an NBA schedule here. You know, obviously today against Northwestern, conference games are obviously extremely important. So we got an opportunity to get back on the right track after getting beat by Dort on the road. Then Monday, Tabor comes in, extremely athletic team. I would equate them to Belt, like Bellevue, really athletic, very, very capable. Then we go to UNK on Tuesday, and then we go to Augustana on Wednesday. So good stretch here, you know, but we're done with finals. We don't have class. It allows us to really focus on the basketball end and grow as a team.
So you've had 7 days really to get ready for this, and we didn't play the midweek game because of finals. So 7 days to get ready for this, a good point for a little break?
Yeah, well, I think so. You know, we were able to concentrate on us for a few days and try to fix some things that we weren't doing very well. Anytime you play a lot of games like we have, you have a little bit of slippage in certain areas. And so now being able to see film, being able to go on the floor and try to fix the things that we needed to fix. And obviously we got destroyed on the boards the other night at Dort, 52-36, gave up, you know, it said 16, I think it was 14 or 15 offensive rebounds, too many points and fouls off of those. So we had to take care of that. We had some issues with positioning defensively. Offensively, we were able to work on some stuff. And then, you know, the last 2 days, getting ready for Northwestern, make sure we're familiar with their personnel. So it was a good stretch for us. We had a very spirited week, and hopefully we can carry it over into today.
Let's talk about rebounding. You mentioned getting out-rebounded last Saturday, 52-36. I look back, and all four of our losses, we've been out-rebounded. Just is that coincidence, or is that how important rebounding is?
Oh, I think definitely not coincidence. Exactly what you said, that's how important rebounding is, because 80% of the time you give up an offensive rebound, something bad happens, whether it's a foul, whether it's a basket and a foul, whether it's a basket. There's just nothing good that's coming of it, and so you got to make sure everybody gets hits. You're going to give up some, you know, they're going to shoot some threes, a long rebound's going to happen, but you can't give up 15, 16. You're exactly right. In our four losses, we've gotten hurt on the boards, so we've got to shore that up against a team that's the leading rebounding team in the GPAC.
Last week it was a loss to Dort, 81-75, fell behind early, battled back, fell behind again at the beginning of the second half, fell behind by 23, and then battled back to within four, just didn't have enough in our tank at the end.
Well, we called the Dort game the good, bad, and the ugly when we watched it on film. The good was we were resilient. I mean, we were down on the road in a place that's really difficult to play, and we didn't give up. We didn't quit. We fought. We cut it back to four with like 45 seconds left. The bad is we just did not start well. I mean, we just got a terrible start to the game, got behind right from the get-go, made a little run before half, had it at seven. Unfortunately, last couple minutes, they stretched it to 12. We come out the second half and just got way behind, got down 23 at one point with probably 11, 12 minutes left, battled back. But we know we just can't do that. We've got to be ready. We've got to give 40 minutes of focus, 40 minutes of effort, 40 minutes of concentration.
That's on the players, isn't it? You just got to be ready to play at the beginning of each half, get ready to go, isn't it?
Well, what we talk to our guys about is each man has a personal responsibility to get himself ready to go. And so, you know, everybody does that a little bit different. Each guy's got his own routine. We do some team stuff before, obviously, to try to get our mind right to compete. But definitely, you have to have yourself ready collectively. Your captains have to have you ready. It starts with the warm-up and making sure you're going through warm-ups properly. It starts early in the game with communication, energy, and effort, running the floor hard. All those little details that make you good or make you struggle when you don't do them.
Did Dort change anything at the beginning of the second half to get us down by 23?
Not really. I mean, they just kept doing what they do, and, you know, they're very physical. Dort's a long team. I mean, Barkma's 6'5", long arms. Franken's 6'7", long arms. Van Lingen, Bussard. And so, you know, they were able to take and neutralize our inside game a little bit. We weren't able to score around the rim. I thought second half we did a good job attacking the rim. Lepofsky went to the rim two or three times, but they blocked shots. So, no, they just did what they did. You know, we got back in the game, actually, because we extended up the floor and our pressure bothered them. And that's something that, you know, obviously we've got to do. If we're lacking energy and stuff, we're going to need to extend up the floor and pressure the ball.
Zach Kitten did have a pretty good ball game for us last week, 14 points. I think he had 6 rebounds.
Yeah, Zach did a really nice job. He was very focused, finished inside. And Zach's now he's starting to knock down free throws really well. So, you know, for a guy playing inside that's going to get fouled, that's something that's extremely important. But no question he had a good effort for us.
is on to Northwestern here today, a team that comes in 8-6 on the season. They're 3-4 in the conference, but don't let that record fool anybody. They just knocked off the sixth-ranked team in the country last Wednesday. Briarcliff beat them pretty easily by, 23 points. So this is a good basketball team.
Yeah, you know, we talked to our guys. They just put up 96, and so they're feeling pretty good about themselves. Our job is to make sure they don't get anything easy right from the get-go, right from the start. And, you know, because when you score 96, you feel like things are going pretty good. If we can disrupt their timing, get after them, make it difficult for them to score early in the game and attack them inside out because we've got a size advantage against them, then, you know, they may start processing, this is a little different animal than we had the other night. So that's our job, is to make sure that we're dialed in. We should understand their tendencies. We should understand what they're trying to accomplish with their offense. And we've got to take that away from them.
They're amongst the leaders in the nation in shooting. I think they're sixth in the nation in field goal percentage. They're seventh in the nation in three-point shooting, 16th in scoring, averaging 90 points per ball game. So this is a team offensively that is as tough as we're going to see.
No question. They're always very good offensively. And so it's one of those deals. You don't necessarily want to get in a shootout with them, you know, where they're scoring, you're scoring. You want to lock down. You want to send the message that, hey, this is going to be difficult for you to get easy baskets. They're going to score the ball. You're not going to shut them out, but it can't be easy. They can't get easy layups, second shots, and ones, things like that. We've got to make sure that everything's contested. We've got to make sure that we take away their tendency. They're a very right-hand dominant team. They like to get to the basket from the right side. The big kid, Crad, is shooting, you know, 57% from the arc, left-handed kids. We got to make sure we're up on him and pressure him. And so we've got to take away those things and then get good shots on the other end, because if they have a weakness, it's on the other end of the floor. You know, they'll mix up some man-to-man. They'll play some 3-2 zone. So we need to make sure we're attacking them again inside out.
Maybe a couple of good guards that can really put some points on the scoreboard. Talk about their guards and that. And what's the message to shut them down today?
Yeah, Hillbrands and Small, very good. You know, Hillbrands, you know, Kevin Miller will likely get that assignment. Kevin's, you know, defensive player of the year last year, has been very good defensively for us. He'll take pride in shutting him down. Small, you know, really good rocker step, good three-point shooter. You just can't let him get clean looks. You have got to make sure you're up guarding the ball and not giving them easy clean looks. And Kratt, you know, Kratt is pretty amazing. He's shooting 73 from the field before the other night and then 57 from the arc, a left-handed guy. You know, he's got multiple guys that can really hurt you, and so you collectively you got to be good defensively.
What's your inside game look like?
Well, Kratt will play. Kratt's actually a stretch guy. I mean, he'll come away from the basket. He'll try to put it down a little bit to the left hand inside. He'll shoot a little bit. But the Roarer kid off the bench, number 40, is a very good inside player. Totally different than Kratt. He's physical. He's aggressive. One of the things that we've not done well is we've played below the post for some unknown reason. That you just can't do that. You can't give guys deep post touches. You know, Dort got deep post touches with Bussard and Van Lingen. So we've spent some time this week on making sure we get above our man and we don't give direct post touches, because they can score inside. Roar can, Crack can. They got different guys that can hurt you down there.
Like you said, they might have a kink in their armor on the other end of the floor. We've always been pretty successful against this team. What did they do on defense?
Again, you know, they'll 1-2-1-1 some if they feel like they're getting behind full court, but it's more of a soft press, I think, just to run time off the shot clock. They'll play some 3-2 zone, I think, try to get you. You know, I expect them to play quite a bit of that today because we have an advantage inside. I think they know that. We know that. Now it's a matter of exploiting that. They'll double the post probably a little bit. They haven't done that in the past, but recently they have. They've done it from wing down, so the passer will double down. And then they play man-to-man. So it's not, there's no secrets really on what they're going to do. Our players have had plenty of time on the floor, film room, to see that. Now it's a matter of just attacking it.
Game plan already, the tip of the iceberg. Looks like we go inside today.
Well, we really do. We need to play inside out. And then obviously our shots from the arc got to be rhythm shots, you know, inside out, stepping into it, and then knocking some of those down. That makes the defense have to stretch. Then it opens up the inside more.
Talk about how important this stretch is now heading into the Christmas break. Like we said, we got four games here, one of them a conference game, but I think this is a pretty important stretch for us.
No question. I mean, we've been on a little stretch here. We won one, lost one, won one. And so we've never allowed ourselves to lose two in a row, which is a big deal, but you want to get on a little bit of a roll. Now you got to put string together back-to-back performances, get on a little bit of a winning streak. And obviously that starts with here today with Northwestern.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today on 1230 KHAS.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at hastingslink.com. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, by Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, also by Family Medical Center of Hastings, by the Hastings Tribune, by Hastings Convenient Care PC, and by the Hastings College Foundation. Condition. Women's ball game won by Northwestern earlier this afternoon, 81-62 over Hastings College. They've got the men's game coming up next. The Broncos come in with a mark of 9 wins, 4 losses on the season. They're sitting at 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has not played since suffering an 81-75 loss to Dort last Saturday up in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings College got off to a bad start in that ball game, and then battled back. Hastings was down by double digits in the first half, battled back to within 7 points by the halftime break, and then Hastings fell behind by 23 at the beginning of the second half. In fact, we trailed by 23 points with 12 and a half minutes to play in that game last Saturday and came back to within 4 points late in the ball game, but could not get any closer than that. And Hastings lost a tough one at Dort last Saturday. Kevin Miller had 28 points in that ball game last week. Bart Hiscock had 14. Zach Kitten came off the bench, had a good game, 14.6 rebounds in just 21 minutes of playing time. But Hastings out-rebounded that ball game 52-36. That has been a focus this week in practice as the Broncos have had 7 days basically to get ready for this thing today. Hastings and all four of the losses have been out-rebounded by their opposition. So we'll see what happens here today against Northwestern, a team that has rebounded the ball extremely well this season. In fact, Northwestern is out-rebounding their opposition 41-31. They come in here with a mark of 8 wins, 6 losses on the season. They are 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a big win over the sixth-ranked team in the country on Wednesday. They beat Briarcliff at home by a score of 96-73. Their leading scorers is there are a couple of guards, Trent Hillbrands, who is averaging 18.7 points per ball game. The other guard is Jay Small, who is averaging 13.5 per ball game. Northwestern is sixth in the country in field goal percentage at 51.8%. They are seventh in the country in three-point shooting at 41.2%, and they are 16th in the nation in scoring offense, averaging 90.4 points per ball game. We mentioned Jay Small. He ranks number 14 in the nation in three-point shooting, three-pointers made this year. He's got 43 three-pointers on the season. So a tough matchup here today, but a very winnable game, I think, for Hastings College as the Broncos will play Northwestern here at home at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Women's basketball in the conference earlier today. Jamestown has beaten the College of St. Mary's 80-62. That game is final. Again, Northwestern knocks off Hastings 81-62. So a couple of games are final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Also had a girls basketball score. Bishop Newman is leading Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime. 25-15 is the score. The Hawkettes are undefeated on the season at 4-0. But Bishop Newman has got the lead over St. Cecilia at halftime in girls basketball this afternoon, 25-15. We'll get you the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Red Raiders of Northwestern, the team coming in here out of Orange City, Iowa. They'll go with Trent Hillbrands, a 6-foot sophomore out of Remsen, Iowa. Hillbrands is averaging 18 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Parker Mulder is a 6'2" and senior from Orange City. Mulder is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. Isaac Heyer is a 6'3" and sophomore out of Alford, Iowa. Heyer is averaging 4.6 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Jay Small is a 6'2" and sophomore out of Hinton, Iowa. He is averaging 13.5 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. And then Stephen Cracked is a 6'7" and senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 10.6 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Hastings College will go with Kevin Miller, a 6'2" and senior out of Watts, California. Miller is averaging 18.9 points per ball game. Brennan Leposki is a 6'4" inch junior out of Fairfield, a transfer from Nebraska Omaha. Leposki, 9.9 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Logan Kale is a 6-foot junior out of Lincoln. Kale is averaging 5.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Bart Hiscock, a 6'6" inch junior out of Bennington, Nebraska. Hiscock averaging 18.7 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. He needs just 14 points today to join the 1,000-point club here for his career. So we'll keep our eyes on Bart Hiscock. And Shane Chamberlain, the other starter, is 6'6" freshman out of Harlan, Iowa. Shane Chamberlain averaging 8.4 points, 2.8 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings with 3 locations in the city of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings will control the opening tip. The Broncos in their home standing white uniforms here this afternoon and their crimson trim. Northwestern coming out in their red jerseys, their white trim. Here's a long-range jumper by Miller right off the bat. Hits the 3-ball. Kevin Miller bangs one home for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 3-0. Northwestern, they put a lot of points on the board. They averaged 90.4 points per ball game. Northwestern will attack the center inside, and the ball is intercepted, but a foul is going to be called. And going Logan Kale on a hold inside. Kale picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 1 on Hastings just underway. The Broncos have the lead over Northwestern as the Red Raiders will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here's Crack. He's a big old boy. Sends it down to the baseline on the left side to Hillbrands down in the corner for 3. Shot is up there. No good by Mulder. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Here's a 3-pointer by Chamberlain. Good. Shane Chamberlain hits a 3. Hastings with back-to-back trays to start off the ball game. 6-0 is the score. We're 50 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon from Lynn Farrell Arena. Bounce pass comes out to Mulder. Now down in the baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Hillbrand's offensive rebound. It's going to be cracked with the ball, driving it inside. He bounces off of Hiscock, loses control of the ball. Picked up by Miller of Hastings. Miller back in the offensive zone. The Broncos have a 6-0 lead. Hiscock for three. Shot good. Bart Hiscock hits a three, and Hastings is out to a 9-0 lead. 90 seconds into the ball game. Parker Mulder has got the ball. Now to Hillbrand's top of the key. This is higher. Hastings into man-to-man. Mulder drives it, throws it down in the corner. Jumper for three by Hillbrand's no good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock. Hiscock now to Logan Kale into the forecourt. To Miller as Logan Kale gets the ball back. Here's a long-range jumper by Hiscock again. This one is no good. Rebound comes down to higher for Northwestern. Red Raiders run the ball back the other way. Mulder has got the ball. Mulder now to Jay Small. The crack moves it down in the corner. That's going to be higher with the ball. He drives it. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Leposky with the rebound. Gets it to Kevin Miller into the forecourt. Miller moves it down in the corner. Lobs it inside now to a Bart Hiscock. Hiscock squares around to the bucket to Leposky for three. Shot is up there. No good. Higher with a rebound for Northwestern. 9-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. 17:40 to play here in the first half. Here's a Hillbrand with the ball. Hillbrand's out on top now. That's crack. He fakes the three, throws it down in the deep right corner. A shot up there for a three. It's good. Trent Hillbrand's hits the three. We've had 4 3-pointers, 3 by Hastings, 1 by Northwestern. We'll just keep track of the score by the number of threes here today. There's a Leposky. Lobs it down in the baseline. Leposky, his shot good. Brandon Leposky hits one from 15 feet away. First 2-pointer of the ball game. It's 11-3. Hastings has got the lead early over Northwestern. Mulder with the ball. Mulder gets it to the top of the key to Heyer. Drives it down the lane. His shot up there and in. Isaac Heyer putting a move on down the lane. He scores. That's his first field goal. Leposky at the other end. He drives his shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. It's going to be Leposky going to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Jay Small. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Red Raiders. And now Brendan Leposky will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Leposky, 68% foul shooter on the season. He's 30 out of 44 from the free throw line this year. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a much better start for Hastings here in this ball game than we had the other day at Dort on the road. Hastings fell behind and then fell behind to begin the second half by some 23 points before battling back and making that a ball game. But Hastings needing to play 40 minutes here today. And the Broncos are off to a good start here in this ball game. 13-5 is the score. Hillbrand sends it inside to Heyer. His shot good. Isaac Heyer scoring there. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points now. 13-7. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Logan Kale. They get it out to Miller, top of the key. Miller from the elbow puts it up there. Shots off of the mark, no good. Rebound to Stephen Crack. Here come the Red Raiders back the other way. Hillbrand's has got the ball. Hillbrand's sends it over to the far side. Higher for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Leposky with the ball. Leposky now to Kale. Hustles into the forecourt to Miller. He drives it. It's passing the lane. He's going to be intercepted. Hillbrand's has got it. 2-on-3. Back the other way. Three-pointer. Bingo. Trent Hillbrand's throws up the three off a transition. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 13-10. The Red Raiders back to within 3 points. Hastings with the ball. Logan Kale comes across here to Miller. The Kale for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings falling in love with a three-pointer here today. Parker Mulder with the ball. Mulder gets it up ahead now to Jay Small. The crack out here at the top of the key. Moves it over to Heyer. Down to the left sideline, driving it. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Hillbrand's. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hiscock back the other way, runs into traffic. Throws up the shot. It's good, but it won't count here. Foul before the shot. Going to go on Hillbrand's. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Red Raiders. Matt Rohr coming into the ball game now for the Red Raiders. And also Grant D. Molinari coming into the ball game as well for the Red Raiders. Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock spinning on the baseline. He was surrounded, had a double team down there, and he's called for the steps. Second turnover on the Red Raider, actually second turnover on the Broncos so far here in this ball game. Northwestern will come back the other way with a chance to pull even here with a three-point field goal. It's going to be Rohr with the ball here at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Nice pass underneath the hole. Reverse layup is up there and in. Parker Mulder scoring there for Northwestern. And now it's a 13-12 ball game. Hastings leading by a point. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Shane Chamberlain. Gets it inside to Miller. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try by Hiscock is up and in. Bart Hiscock now with 5 points in the ball game. And it's 15-12 now. Hastings with a three-point lead. Northwestern with the ball. They come out here to a higher. They move it across the top to Mulder. Brings it back here to higher on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner. Hillbrand. It's now to higher. Gets around Chamberlain. Goes for the hole. A shot no good. Rebound Hiscock of Hastings. Hiscock now to Logan Kale. He drives the ball. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Isaac Heyer with the rebound for Northwestern. To the far sideline. Here come the Red Raiders into the forecourt. We're going to have a foul call here. Or a kicking violation is going to be called on Hiscock. Into the ball game for Hastings. And it's going to be Zach Kitten. Here comes Zach Johnson into the ball game. Also coming in for Hastings will be Ben Wahlberg. So some substitutions made here. 6 minutes into the ball game. 14-13 to play. Here in the first half, it's 15-12. Hastings has got a three-point lead. Parker Mulder will inbound the ball to D. Molinari. He goes on the high post, not a roar. Back over to Hillbrands. He takes it into the lane. His shot from five is good. Trent Hillbrand scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He's our leading scorer, averaging 18.7 points per ball game. And now Northwestern is back to within 1 point, 15-14 here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Johnson has got the ball. Now to Kitten inside the free throw circle. Gets it down low. There's Loposki. His shot's going to be blocked down. Loposki retrieves the ball. Now to Wahlberg out here to a Zach Johnson. To Miller, 4 seconds, 3 seconds in the shot clock. Miller drives the ball, scoop shot is up there and in. Kevin Miller scores for Hastings. Kevin now with 5 points in the ball game. Broncos have the lead, 17-14 over Northwestern. D. Molinari has got the ball, sends it inside to Rohr. Rohr bounces off of Wahlberg, and now we got a three-second violation called on Northwestern as the Red Raiders turn it over here. That's going to be turnover number one in the ball game for Northwestern. Hastings has got two turnovers. And now Kevin Miller has got the ball for Hastings as he picks up the ball as it comes rolling across the 10-second line. Here's Loposki, pulls up, 10-footer up there, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Rohr. Rohr now to D. Molinari into the forecourt to Hillbrands down into baseline. That's Rohr. His shot is up there and in. Grant Rohr scores 17-16. Hastings with a one-point lead here in the first half. 8 minutes into the contest here today from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Zach Johnson gets it to Wahlberg in the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Rohr. Turnover on Hastings. Here come the Red Raiders back the other way. That's a Mulder back out to Hillbrands. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Miller for Hastings. Kevin Miller winds his way back the other way. One on three is shot no good, but he is fouled in a play. Personal foul going to be called here. That's going to go on Chris Borchers, who just checked in there. That's going to be his first personal foul. Miller comes out of the ball game now. Eli Hunter will check in. And now head coach Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings. This TO is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 12-27 to play in the first half. Hastings 17, Northwestern 16.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, first half. Hastings with a lead over Northwestern, 17-16.
Hiscock out to Wahlberg. Long-range jumper. Good three-pointer. Ben Wahlberg knocks one home from three-point range. Hastings back out to a four-point lead, 20-16 here in this one. Hastings has led by as many as eight so far here in this first half. Got off to a great start here today. Dee Molinari comes over here on the right side. A three-pointer is put up there and in. Christian Korver scores on a three. 20-19 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. This is going to be a high-scoring affair, I think, today. There's Zach Johnson for three. His shot good. Hastings averaging 82.3 points per ball game. Northwestern averaging 90.4. There's a pass that's going to be errant. That's going to be out of bounds. A turnover on Northwestern. Both teams giving up about 79 points per ball game. In fact, they each give up 79.8 points per ball game on defense. The exact same number coming into this ball game here today. So expect some points to be put on the scoreboard. 23-19 is the score. There's a Hiscock with the ball. Left side of the lane. Hiscock wheels in the lane. Tries to put a move on, and a foul is going to be called in there. Pushing foul on Northwestern is going to go on Grant Rohr. That's going to be his first. Martin Hiscock going to the free throw line. Check that. No free throws here. Hastings going to inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wahlberg gets it into Zach Kitten, out of Eli Hunter. Hunter out here in three-point territory. We'll set things up for Hastings, directing a little traffic. Comes over here to Zach Johnson on the wing. One dribble, sends it down in the corner to Wahlberg. One dribble, sends it cross-court to Eli. 4-3, shot up there, good. Eli Hunter throws up a three-ball and hits it 26-19. Hastings back out to a seven-point lead here in this one. Hastings will play four games in the next 5 days here. So a big stretch for Hastings College, driving the ball into the lane. There's a crack with the ball deep in the corner. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up. Kitten has got it for Hastings. Kitten gets it to Eli Hunter into the forecourt to Zach Johnson. To Hunter, to Zach for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Korver. Christian Korver to the far sideline now to Dee Molinari. He comes into the offensive zone. The Korver pass underneath. The crack is shot. No good. Misses the bunny. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zach Kitten with a rebound. Gets it away to Eli Hunter under the forecourt to Kitten. Kitten will set things up top of the key. Kitten moves it to the top of the circle. Goes over to Hunter on the wing. Down to Ben Wahlberg. Wahlberg sends it inside. The ball is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Now we got a jump ball called a scramble on. In the lane is Korver goes down for Northwestern. Kitten goes down for Hastings. The jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Northwestern. So the Red Raiders will get it on the Hastings turnover. Four turnovers now on Hastings. Northwestern has got two. Broncos have hit 9 out of their first 18 shots here in the ball game. Northwestern 8 out of 18. Hastings with 6 3-pointers. So far in the ball game, 3 for Northwestern. 26-19, Hastings with a lead. Here's Korver, his shot for 3. Up there, he buries it. Christian Korver has come off of the bench to hit a couple of 3-pointers. 26-22 is the score now. Hastings leading by 4. Broncos have the ball. Hastings has it. Here's a Logan Kale out here in 3-point territory. Kale now to Eli Hunter. Here's Leposky with it now. Leposky brings it back here. That's Shane Chamberlain with the ball. Down to Eli Hunter, back out on top to Logan Kale. So a little bit different lineup now for head coach Billy Gabers. Here's Zach Kitten out of Leposky, back outside. Logan Kale to Chamberlain for three. Shot at the end of the shot clock is going to be no good. Crack with a rebound for Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders now. They're down by 4 points. 26-22. There's a pass. Nice one down to a Korver. His shot over his head is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Back down in the corner and a shot up there and in. Jay Small hits the three. 26-25. Hastings now with a one-point lead. Broncos down the ball. Chamberlain out of Eli Hunter. There's Logan Kale, left side of the lane. Logan Kale dribbles once. Sends it out to Leposky. Now to Eli Hunter. Kale gets it back for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound comes down here to Jay Small. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Here come the Red Raiders. The crack. Now to Small. Open for three and hits it. Jay Small hits his second three-pointer. And now Northwestern has their first lead of the ballgame, 28-26. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings got out to a 9-0 lead in this ball game today. So this is the first lead for Northwestern. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Stephen Crack. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Red Raiders here in this first half. Here comes Kevin Miller back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Hiscock will come in. Eli Hunter will come to the bench, and also Zach Kitten coming to the bench. 28-26. Hastings now down by 2 points. Leposky will get things into Chamberlain. Chamberlain on the baseline. Spinning, can't put up a shot. He's in trouble. Chamberlain now goes up with a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Small comes down with the rebound. Small now to Hillbrands. Here come the Red Raiders down the far sideline. Hillbrands to Mulder. Mulder sends it on the high post out here to Crack, top of the key. Picked up there by Hiscock. Bounce pass over on the wing on the left side. Takes it down to the baseline to Mulder. Out to Korver for 3. Shot good again. Christian Korver with 3 threes here in the past couple of minutes. Northwestern now leading by 5 points. It's 31-26 over Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Hiscock. Sends it into the lane. The ball tipped away from Miller, and the foul is going to be called. Let's see. We're going to have a couple of people coming in now for Hastings. Zach Johnson's going to come in. It was a kicking foul. Nope, it's going to be a foul in there. Foul is going to be whistled on Isaac Heyer. That's going to be his first. So Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Hiscock with the ball. Baseline jumper way off of the mark. No good. Mulder with a rebound. Parker has got the ball now for the Red Raiders. Northwestern with a lead over Hastings, 31-26. Northwestern beating the sixth-ranked team in the nation on Wednesday night. They beat Briarcliff and beat him pretty handily by 23 at home. There's Miller picking up a personal foul for Hastings. Miller picks up his first, team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Northwestern will inbound the ball right in front of the Hastings bench at the 7-12 mark. The first quarter, or first half, it is 31-26. Hastings trailing now by 5 points. Now we're going to put new time up on the shot clock. 17 on the shot clock is Christian Korver. Will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Korver will get things in to Parker Mulder. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Mulder gets away as he drives it down the lane. Kicks it back out here. Three-pointer by Small is going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner. It's saved. Christian Korver ends up with it. Here's a Hillbrands now with the ball. Hillbrands for Northwestern. Throws it to the near sideline to Mulder down in the corner. Now they lob it back inside to Crack, and the foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Hiscock. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number 3 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Stephen Crack. 94% foul shooter in the season. He's 16 out of 17. Big guy from the free throw line. Shot is up there good. Nice touch. Crack drives one home there for the Northwestern Red Raiders. 6'7" senior post player from Sioux Center, Iowa. Next shot is up there. It is good. Crack nails a couple of free throws. His first 2 points of the ball game, and now Northwestern out on top of Hastings here in this one, 33-26. Hastings had the lead early, and Northwestern has done a good job coming back. Broncos have the ball. Logan Kale has got it down to Hiscock on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Leposky in the lane. Throws it down to Miller on the baseline. Jump pass back out on top. Zach Johnson dribbles inside. 15-footer up there, no good. Rebound. Hiscock goes back up, shoots and scores. Bart Hiscock with the offensive board and the putback. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Now 993 for his career at Hastings College as he chases the 1,000-point plateau here today. There's a Korver with the ball. Korver down on the baseline to Mulder. Now to Crack in the corner. Now to Mulder on the wing. Parker Mulder, 200 pass goes to Jace Small inside the free throw circle. Small throws it up there. Good. Jay Small now with 8 points in the ball game. 35-28. Hastings with a 7-point deficit now. Here's Miller. Drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Kevin Miller scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 35-30. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's a Mulder coming back. He runs into Kale, and Logan is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Logan Kale. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Northwestern inbounding the ball here on the near sideline with 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play. 5:34 to go. It's going to be Northwestern playing things in here on the near sideline. I got to work on the shot clock again. We're going to put 24 up on the shot clock this time, and Northwestern will play things in. This is a Parker Mulder with the ball now to a crack. And we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Hastings. Hiscock picks up the foul. Hiscock picks up his second personal foul. Still a non-shooting situation. That's the 15th foul on Hastings. Here comes Kitten into the ball game. Hiscock will come out. 5.5 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 35-30 here in this one. Northwestern will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Hillbrand, his short jumper is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and he's calling for the extra step. Hillbrand's whistled for traveling in the lane there. Here's Logan Kale coming out of the ball game now. Eli Hunter is back in there. 5:25 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Northwestern by the score of 35-30. There's Kevin Miller with the ball. Kevin Miller out here for Hastings, dribbling with it, drives it, throws it down to Eli in the corner. His shot for three is up there, no good. Crack tips the ball. It's picked up here by Jay Small. Here come the Red Raiders with the ball. Jay Small down the near sideline, double team. Small gets it to Korver, traveling violation. Christian Korver whistled for the steps. Hastings with a tough week next week. Tabor College on Monday. That'll be a 6 o'clock game here on Monday at Lynn Farrell Arena. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45. Then we'll head for Nebraska Kearney at the Health and Sports Center on Tuesday. Then we head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Wednesday for a game against NCAA Division II opponent Augustana University. That's what's ahead for Hastings before the Christmas break. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Johnson. No good. Rebound to Kitten. Zach has got the ball. Spins in the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Grant Rohr is going to be guilty of the foul here for Northwestern. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 6 on the Red Raiders here in this first half. There's going to be Kitten going to the free throw line for Hastings. Kitten again, a good ball game against Dort the other day, last Saturday. So he scored 14 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in for Kitten. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season, as Kitten has now hit 32 out of 51 from the free throw line here this season. The Broncos are back to within 4 points, 35-31. Next shot is up there, good. Hastings is a team hitting 72% of their free throws so far this year. 35-32, Hastings now trailing by 3 points. Here's Hillbrands with the ball. Hillbrands comes across the top to Small. Now the near sideline to Mulder. His pass is deflected back out of bounds. Right into the hands of Billy. Good hands over there, coach. Hands the ball to the officials here on the near sideline with a big old smile. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 35-32. There's a pass inside and a shot up and in. Probably not smiling now as Isaac Heyer got an easy field goal. 6 points in the ball game now for Heyer. Northwestern with a 5-point lead. Here's Miller for 3. Good. Kevin Miller, high arcing 3-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game now. 37-35. Hastings down by 2 points. Heyer with the ball at the top of the key. His pass is deflected out of bounds by Miller. Trying to get it down there to Parker Mulder, and Miller tips her out of bounds. Northwestern will play things in the far side. It is lobbed in here underneath the basket to Rohr. He spins, puts up a shot over Kitten. No good. Zach grabs the rebound. Kitten gets it away. Here comes Eli Hunter into the forecourt to Zach Kitten. Now to Leposky, who's back into the ball game. There's Miller out for the baseline shot. Good. Kevin Miller bangs one home for Hastings. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up. 37 points apiece with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. This is a Grant Rohr with a ball. Now to Heyer. Back to Rohr. Inside his shot. No good. Rohr grabs the rebound. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Zach Kitten gets the block out of bounds there for Hastings. Northwestern will play things in from underneath their own hole. Here comes Wahlberg back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Loposki will come to the bench. 3:24 to play. Here in the first half, they'll play things underneath the basket there. Jay Small, he can be fouled in the play. Zach Johnson picks up a foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Jay Small. Averages 13 points per ball game. Had 13 the other night when they beat sixth-ranked Briarcliff. Jay Small gets the free throw to go down. He's now got 9 points already here for Northwestern in this ball game. He's a 74% foul shooter on the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Hunter. 38-37, Northwestern leading by a point. Hastings to the ball. Miller has got it into the offensive zone for Hastings. And now looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense for Northwestern. A shot by Kitten is going to be short. No good. Roar with a rebound. Here's Hillbrands into the forecourt. Hillbrands at the free throw line out of Mulder. Drives it inside to Hillbrands, top of the key. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten. Kitten out of Miller. Down the near sideline, Miller spins at the elbow. Miller left alone, comes out here to Wahlberg. Over to Eli Hunter, to Miller, top of the circle. One and done, sends it down in the corner to Johnson for three. Yes, Zach Johnson throws up a three-pointer and hits it for his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and Hastings has got the lead. 40-38 over Northwestern. Driving to the hole there is going to be Mulder, and he scores. Mulder now with 4 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. Good first half here today between Hastings and Northwestern. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Jay Small of Northwestern as Miller trying to take the ball to the hole there for Hastings. Here comes Corver back into the ball game. Stephen Crack coming back into the contest as well. For the Red Raiders, the team out of Orange City, Iowa, in here this afternoon to take on Hastings. Kevin Miller to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Miller has got 12 points in the ball game already. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Miller is 76% shooter from the free throw line. Kevin Miller had 28 points in the ball game against Dort last Saturday up in Sioux Center, Iowa. In a losing cause. Next shot is up there. It is good for Kevin. He's got 14 here in the ball game. Hastings has the lead, 42-40. They approach 2 minutes to play in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hillbrands driving the ball down the lane. His shot off the glass is up there and in. Trent Hillbrands now with 10 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 42 points apiece here in this first half. Here's Kevin Miller with the ball. Miller sends it over to Eli Hunter. Now to Miller. Inside to Zach Kitten. Now to Eli. 10-footer is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Mulder with a rebound. Parker Mulder down the left sideline. Hillbrands has got it. Hillbrands matched up there with Eli Hunter. Gets away. Hillbrands down the lane. Ball is knocked loose. A scramble is on. Who's got it? Northwestern finally picks her up on the baseline. Out to Heyer, moves it down in the corner. Now to Hillbrands. The Heyer open for three. Takes the shot. Misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Johnson of Hastings. Here come the Broncos. We're tied up at 42 points apiece. And now an over and back violation. Zach Johnson throws it over to Kevin Miller. The opposite side of the floor. And Miller was just coming in from a back court. Billy doesn't quite agree with the over and back violation. But it stands. Five turnovers now for Hastings. They give the ball back to Northwestern here. There's a Parker Mulder with the ball. Bounce pass to Crack. Right side of the lane. Crack now to Christian Corver, who's hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game here today. There's Mulder for three from the corner. Shot no good. Wahlberg with a rebound. Wahlberg to Zach Johnson. Again, close to an over and back violation as Kevin Miller had to come to a stop there just across the 10-second line. There's a pass deflected. And the ball is going to be kicked there by Northwestern. So a kicking violation there on Northwestern. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 50.1 seconds to play. In the first half, we're tied up at 42 points apiece. They get it into Kitten. His shot good. Yeah, just like that. Zach Kitten puts one down through the hole. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 44-42. Here's Mulder driving the ball. Mulder puts a man in the air. His pass is going to be tipped, and the ball is going to be taken away. Hastings with a turnover. Ben Wahlberg gets it now to Kitten. Kitten gets it into the hands of Eli Hunter, who gives the ball to Miller now. 23 seconds to go. Kevin Miller has got the ball out here near the 10-second line. Coach going to go for the final shot here. Down to 13 left in the shot clock. Kevin Miller dribbling with the ball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Miller behind the screen from Zach Kitten. Miller throws up a 17-footer. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline. Korver grabs it, but Northwestern unable to get a shot away. And that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings has got the lead over Northwestern here at the break. Hastings 44, Northwestern 42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963, at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at halftime, the men's ball game here today on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a lead over Northwestern. The score 44-42. Hastings out of the gates well today. Hastings hit 3 3-pointers at the beginning of the ball game to grab a 9-0 lead. The 9 points has been the most they've led by throughout this first half. Northwestern came back to pull within one at 15-14. Broncos again lengthened out the lead to 26-19. Northwestern then went on a 12-0 run to grab their first lead of the ball game at 31-26. We are tied up at 37 points apiece. And now Hastings has got a 44-42 lead over Northwestern at halftime. I'll get you some halftime numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Just go to hastings.edu for more information. Northwestern in the first half hitting 45% of their field goals, 16 out of 35. Red Raiders are 7 out of 17 on three-pointers for 41%. Hastings hitting 44% of their field goals today, 15 out of 34. And the Broncos are out at 50% on three-pointers for 8 out of 16. 6 out of 6 for the free throw line for Hastings, 3 out of 4 for Northwestern. Rebounds right now, Northwestern with 20, Hastings with 18. Turnovers, you've got Northwestern with 6, Hastings with 5. Northwestern with 1 block shot, 3 steals. Hastings, 2 block shots, 2 steals. Leading rebounder for Northwestern here in the ballgame so far has been Parker Mulder. He has got 5. And the leading rebounder for Hastings has been Bart Hiscock and Zach Kitten, each with 5 boards in the first half of play. Kevin Miller leading the way for Hastings so far. Kevin Miller has got 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. Miller has knocked down 2 3-pointers. Other scores, Brandon Leposky has got 4. Zach Johnson has got 6. Eli Hunter, he has got 3. Bart Hiscock has got 7. Shane Chamberlain has got 3. Zach Kitten has got 4 points. And Ben Wahlberg has got 3. Leading the way for Northwestern so far is Trent Hillbrands. Hillbrands has got 2 3-pointers. And he's got 10 points here in the first half for the Red Raiders. Parker Mulder has got 4. Isaac Heyer has got 6. Jay Small has got 9 points. Steven Crack has got 2. Grant Rohr has got 2 points. And Christian Corver, off of the bench, he hit 3 3-pointers and 9 points here in this first half of play. But again, Hastings has got the lead over Northwestern at home here at halftime. The score, Hastings 44 and Northwestern 42. Take a break. Come back. Mike Spataro will join us. He's got a Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Mike Spataro here for 1230 KHS, and I'm joined by Susan Mieske, who is the Executive Vice President of Enrollment and Student Experience over at Hastings College. Susan, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
And we are talking about this another new initiative you guys are introducing in the fall of 2019. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so what we have decided to do is we are actually including books for all of our students. That's now going to be included with tuition and fees. And we think there's a lot of positives for doing this. So the first reason is that this is the way students are going to learn in the future. So a lot of those books will actually be loaded right on their iPad. So there's a really big technology component to it that we're excited about, and we think that that's a great way for students to collaborate, share information with one another and with their professors. The second reason is we really wanted to level the playing field. We see that sometimes book costs can really escalate. They could be $500, even $1,000 a semester. And so by including that, we are making sure that every student is prepared to have the materials. We were finding that students actually were going, either postponing buying books, borrowing them from a roommate or friend, or not buying them at all. And so we just wanted to make sure that we leveled the playing field for students of all socioeconomic classes.
And yes, this is an awesome new initiative. This is coming in the fall of 2019. And with this, also, I think is a big deal, is that it's going to be a lighter load on their backs.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's so true. Sometimes you see those students carrying those backpacks, you know, and they've got 20 or 30 pounds of books and they're carrying them around all day. So that's a great point that you have. They will be a lot of the books will actually be digital and in a digital format. And so we, you know, having the students being very familiar with that technology and then consuming information from that source and from that technological way, which is off their iPad. And of course, every student gets an iPad starting in the fall as well. So it's just this amazing partnership that I think will really benefit our students.
Yes, it works together. And for the people who may not have heard that part right there, is that yes, they're going to get that iPad with the tuition and everything with just going to Hastings College. So it's kind of a mesh between two initiatives there. And also, a big deal here. You guys are saving some trees as well, a good amount
right.
of trees, because those books can be huge
right.
sometimes.
Right, exactly. And so I think that they're, you know, more easily they can be updated. I think sharing information becomes much easier. There are all of these great apps that you can actually take notes, you can highlight it, much like, you know, I was old school, where you had a highlighter, you'd write in the margins, you know, that type of thing. The other thing that is very popular for students is most of our students rent books now. They don't necessarily buy them, keep them, you know, you move them to two different houses and then finally you offload them at Goodwill somewhere. So, but I do think it's a much more responsible way to get that information.
Yes, and I didn't even think about that, the fact that you don't have to buy, you know, version 2.3 of the book. You can just get it updated on your iPad.
Yeah, it's all like instantaneous, you know, from that. So, and it's a great way, and it's going to be a great thing for our students, so both now and in the future.
Yes, it is an awesome thing. And like you said, it helps out with the kids who might not have been able to afford it. And sometimes this happened to me in college, actually. I went online to buy a book, and I thought it was going to be cheaper. A, it was the wrong version, and B, it was torn up. It was horrible. It was awful. So we avoid situations like that as well.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think we really see a lot of those students, you know, kudos to them. They're very creative on how would they get this, whether they're trying to share it with a friend or a roommate, or whether they actually buy a version. Maybe the current version is $75, but on Amazon, you could buy it for $25, but it's two versions back. Then when you're in class and the professor says, turn to page 25, it's just a scotch off for those students. And so we just want to make sure that everybody has equal access to the information that they need to be successful in their class.
Yeah, you mentioned it, equal access, a level playing field, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That seems like what a lot of these initiatives are shooting for going forward is the books, iPads, you know, even traveling abroad, offering that to everybody. And, well, the block schedule, not so much leveling the playing field there, but that's just making things easier for the students. But that's what it seems like a lot of these initiatives are shooting for is making everything equal for the students.
I think you're exactly right. And I think it's a way that we look to continually recruit, retain, and make sure students from a diverse socioeconomic backgrounds that they can be successful at Hastings College, and we're not setting up barriers for them. So I think this is a much more inclusive way, and an inclusive way for the entire educational process. So you're exactly right with all of the components, books just being one part, the iPad, the international travel. I think it's all kind of packaged together there and within our block scheduling.
Yes, and speaking here with Susan Mieske, who is the Executive Vice President of Enrollment and Student Experience. I want to talk about that title really quick, but before we get to that, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the books that we haven't gotten to?
Nope, I think we're good.
All right, we covered everything. Well, let's talk a little bit about that position you have. What is entailed with that position?
Yeah, I think what it is, I think is we wanted somebody at a cabinet level to really have the looking for how does the student experience all aspects of the Hastings College product. So that is the academic experience, which you have during the day, but then 2/3 of a student's day is spent in the residence life, in the cafeteria, in their respective activities. So I feel like that's kind of what our team has been charged with, is to make sure that's really an integrated experience for the student. And we just constantly see improvements, you know, based on that. And of course, we just have an amazing faculty and staff that care about our students and care about their success. And so we just wanted to kind of put a finer point on that for us.
Yes, and it seems like you guys definitely care with all these new initiatives. I mean, is this the Hastings College? You told me before we started the interview you've been there for 7 years,
yes.
Right? Did you work at a college before this one?
I didn't, but most importantly, I'm an alum. I'm a Bronco. That's right.
But what I was going to ask was, I feel like I don't see too many colleges taking these many initiatives to help students out, you know, with the books, the iPads, the traveling abroad, all that stuff. I think Hastings College is really making progressive steps here in the university, I don't know what to call it, industry, I guess.
Yeah, kind of higher education industry.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things, my background is actually pretty non-traditional for higher education. My background is actually in theme park marketing. And so I worked both for Walt Disney World and Universal Studios in Florida for about 10 years combined. And so when you think about a customer experience, or now, you know, a student experience, you have to think that from all aspects. So in how it really is for the students, and then setting up both programs, services, staffing to make sure they can be successful.
And then if parents or students who are looking to go to Hastings College, high school students, want to learn more about all these new initiatives, is there a place they can go, a website?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you just go to our website at hastings.edu. So we've got we've got video on there. You can book, come on a visit, you know, right there. And we are doing tours and individualized visits every day. So we'd love to have you.
All right. That is Susan Mieske. She's the Executive Vice President of Enrollment and Student Experience over at Hastings College. Susan, thank you for coming in today.
Great. Mike, thanks so much.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports. KHAS Radio.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 44-42 is the score at halftime. Men's ball game here today at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings with a lead over Northwestern as we get ready for half number two. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, Mary Lanning Healthcare, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Family Medical Center of Hastings, by the Hastings Tribune, Hastings Convenient Care PC, and by the Hastings College Foundation. There's a quick shot taken there by Kevin Miller of Hastings. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. So the Red Raiders shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. Northwestern trailing by 2 points here to begin the half. Hastings will start off with a man-to-man defense here, as usual. Jay Small has got the ball. Now to Mulder, sends it down low and right through the fingertips of Crack out of bounds. Turnover on Northwestern. There were 33 three-point field goal attempts taken in the first half. 17 and 16 for the two teams, respectively, here in this ballgame. There's Loposki, a shot no good. Tip try no good. And we got a foul called. Loposki going to the boards and a personal foul called on Parker Mulder of Northwestern. Got a final score in from the Chapman gym. Hastings St. Cecilia girls came back to beat Bishop Newman today, 63-48. So St. Cecilia, after trailing at halftime, came back to beat Bishop Newman in girls play, 63-48. St. Cecilia now 5-0 on the season. Loposki hits the free throw. Next shot is up there. It is good. Loposki now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings back out to a 4-point lead, 46-42. The Broncos led by as many as 9 in the first half. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Down there is going to be a cracker. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. The ball is grabbed here by Hastings on the baseline. Here come the Broncos back with the ball. Logan Kale has got it. Logan Kale out to Hiscock for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hillbrands. Hillbrands has got it for Northwestern down the right sideline. Red Raiders are down by 4 points. Here's Crack with the ball, fakes the 3, dribbles inside. Nice pass down low to Mulder. Shot is up there again. Parker Mulder works the baseline. He scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 46-44. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Back in their offensive end. Loposki has got it left side of the lane. Loposki backs up, spins, tries to put a boo on Mulder. Mulder stays put. Loposki has to get rid of it. There's Logan Kale with the ball. Now to Chamberlain, and a foul is going to be called. Jay Small picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Hastings will play things in right here in front of the Bronco bench. Loposki will key things in. Into the ball game now for Northwestern. It's going to be Christian Korver. Going out is going to be Jay Small. Hastings will play things in to Kevin Miller. Miller leaves it out here to a Logan Kale out near the 10-second line. And Loposki in a traveling violation. Loposki bounces off of a defender inside there and is whistled for the traveling violation. Ran into Isaac Heyer. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. The Broncos with a 2-point lead. 46-44 is the score. Hastings by a deuce. Parker Mulder has got the ball. Bounce pass here to Crank. Crank now to Heyer. Out here in three-point territory, 200 pass comes back here to Hillbrands for 3. Shot good. Trent Hillbrands now with 13 in the ball game, and the Red Raiders are back out on top here, 47-46 in this seesaw battle here today. Logan Kao with the ball. Logan out of Chamberlain for three. Rims off, no good. Heyer with a rebound. Heyer will bring it up himself. Races it across the 10-second line. Heyer down the right side of the lane. Stops in the paint. Gives it away to Korver. Back outside down to Hillbrands. He backs it up near the 10-second line. Hillbrands dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Crack for three. Shot good. Big guy buries it. Stephen Crack throws up a three-pointer. And it's now a 50-46 ball game in favor of Northwestern. Now we got a backcourt foul going to be called here on Isaac Heyer. That's going to be his second as Northwestern was trying to throw a little press on Hastings College there. And Isaac Heyer is hit with a personal foul. So Northwestern has a four-point lead, 50-46. We're 3 minutes into the second half here at Lynn Farrell Arena. This is a big ball game for Hastings on their home floor today. Hiscock trying to drive the ball toward the goal. Hiscock kicks it out to Leposky for three. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball comes on the near sideline out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern basketball. Hastings and Tabor Monday night at 6. Pregame show 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play at Nebraska Kearney on Tuesday, and will play at Augustana up in Sioux Falls on Wednesday. We'll have all the action for you next week. Here on 1230 KHAS, there's a Leposky. He's going to pick up a personal foul. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation, only the first foul on Hastings. So it'll be Parker Mulder inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. The Christian Korver inside to Heyer. Bounces off of Chamberlain, and now a foul is going to be called in Shane. Shane Chamberlain is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number two on the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul. As Isaac Heyer will go to the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting here. 76% for the season. Shot is up there. It is good. Heyer is now 11 out of 14 from the free throw line today. He scored 10 points the other night as Northwestern upset the sixth-ranked team in the country, Briarcliff, 96-73. Next shot is up there. Good by Heyer. And now Northwestern has got a five-point lead over Hastings, 51-46. They've outscored Hastings now 9-2 to begin this second half of play. Inside to Hiscock, mishandles the ball, picks it up, and then scores with it. Bart Hiscock scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 52-48. Hastings did not get off to a very good start against Dort in the second half last Saturday and fell behind by 23. There's a Mulder with the ball to Heyer down in the right corner. Shot rims off, no good. Miller with a rebound. Kevin Miller with the ball. Miller now to Logan Kale. Kale under the forecourt, down to Hiscock. Miller wants the ball. He gets it. Goes to Leposky. Down to Shane Chamberlain. To Miller. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. That's the eighth turnover on Hastings so far here in the ball game. Here comes Wahlberg back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Shane Chamberlain will come to the bench. 15:55 to play in the basketball game. Hastings trailing Northwestern by 4 points, 52-48. Heyer with the ball. Heyer comes out here to Christian Korver, mishandles it, picks her back up. Goes to Heyer on the far side. Heyer drives it down the lane. Hiscock goes for the steal, can't come up with it. Here's Crank with the ball now as he drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Big guy gets around the basket pretty well. Stephen Crank scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 54-48. Northwestern inching away here. Hiscock for three, bangs one home. Bart Hiscock has now got 12 points in the ball game, 998 for his career, 54-51. Hastings is now down by 3 points. Bounce pass to Mulder on the baseline, inside to Heyer. Shot good. Isaac Heyer scoring there for Northwestern. He's got 10. 56-51. 5 point lead for Northwestern. Hastings with the ball. Here's Leposky with it now. Leposky gives it away to Hiscock for three. A shot up there and in. Bart Hiscock is now a member of the 1,000 point club as he's got 1,001 points in his career. He bangs home a three pointer for the left side for is 1,001 point here as a member of the Hastings College men's basketball team. There's a Crank at the other end. His shot is up there. It rolls down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. Stephen Crank now with 9 points in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Wahlberg of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And now Crank will go to the free throw line here for Northwestern. It's a 58-54 ball game. Northwestern has got the lead, and now head coach Chris Korver of Northwestern wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, right across the street from the water park. We'll take a break. 14:25 to play. Hastings trailing Northwestern. It's Northwestern 58, Hastings 54.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
There's a shot by a Crank from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out of bounds here on the near side, and Hastings will play things in. 58-54 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings. Mike Will and producer engineer Stephanie Brubaker here today. From the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings looking for their 10th win of the 2018-2019 season. Miller for three, shot up there, no good. Wahlberg had a rebound. He lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwestern ball. It'll be Northwestern ball here in the backcourt at 14:06 to play in the ball game. Heyer is going to play things in to Parker Mulder, and he'll bring things up now for Northwestern against Miller. Mulder here on the near side, down to Heyer. Down here in the corner, picked up down there by Zach Kitten, who's into the ball game. To Mulder, over to Hillbrands on the wing on the right side, drives it down in the baseline. A shot over Johnson is up there, no good. Miller with a rebound. Kevin Miller down the far sideline. Zach Johnson to Miller to Wahlberg. Wahlberg drives it inside, kicks it out here to Leposky. Back inside to Kitten with his back to the basket. Kitten down to Leposky, 4-3, shot good. Brandon Leposky knocks one home from the deep right corner. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. 58-57, Northwestern with a one-point lead. Red Raiders have the ball. Here's a Christian Korver over here to Hillbrands. Hillbrands dribbles into the paint. He stops there in trouble. Comes out to Mulder, now to Korver for three. Shot good. Christian Korver has nailed 4 3-pointers in this ball game today. He's got 12 points. 61-57 is the score. Hastings trailing. Here's Zach Johnson with the ball. Johnson sends it into the paint. Leposky grabs it, shoots, and scores. Leposky now with the 11 points in the ball game. Back to the other end. There's a shot blocked down by Wahlberg, taken off in the hands of Grant Rohr. Hastings has got the ball back the other way. Miller to Leposky. His long-range jumper is up there. No good. Tip try, no good by Kitten. And Rohr grabs the rebound for Northwestern. 12.5 minutes to play. Hastings down by 2, 61-59. Here's Hillbrands with the ball. Hillbrands not a higher over to Christian Korver, traveling violation. Korver gets hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 8 in the ball game now for Northwestern. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. 61-59. Northwestern leading by a couple of points here. Kevin Miller brings it into the offensive zone. Miller inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. Rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rohr with a rebound. Grant Rohr for Northwestern is passed to the far side to Hillbrands. Mishandles it. Hillbrands picks her up. Not a higher. Down in the left corner. Korver for three. His shot no good. Rohr with a rebound to Korver. His shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound Miller. Kevin Miller winds his way back up the floor for Hastings to Zach Johnson to Leposky inside to Kitten. He spins the ball, knocked loose. It's picked up by Heyer back the other way. 2-on-2. Heyer down in the corner to Korver. Offensive foul is going to be called. Wahlberg took a shot there. And Isaac Heyer is going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be his third. And Ben Wahlberg is slow in getting up here for Hastings under the basket. Wahlberg takes a shot down there on a charge. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Hiscock. Eli Hunter is going to check in. Now we get a timeout called here from Hastings College. The Broncos call the timeout at the 11:44 mark. Timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Hastings' only true sports bar located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings, the home of NFL and college football. 11:44 to play in the game. Northwestern 61, Hastings 59.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 61-59 Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at hastingslink.com. We've got the NCAA Volleyball National Championship tonight, Nebraska and Stanford. Pre-game show will be at 7 o'clock. First serve will be at 8. From the Target Center in Minneapolis, Nebraska, looking for their sixth national championship. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good by Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten bangs one home. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 61 points apiece. Here's Cranky. Puts it up there left-handed. The shot's going to be blocked down. He sings with the ball. Here come the Broncos with a chance to pull ahead. Zach Johnson has got it. Johnson out here to Hiscock. Drives it to the basket. Shot up there. Good. Hiscock scores for Hastings. Hiscock with 17 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a lead, 63-61. Northwestern now with 11 minutes to play has got the ball on their offensive end. Here's a Chris Borchers over here on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in. Trent Hillbrands. Hillbrands now is 16. And now it's a 64-63 ballgame. Northwestern back out on top. Here's a Hiscock down here to Zach Johnson. Comes out to Eli Hunter. Loposki now to Kitten. Cross-court pass. Johnson for three. Shot good. Zach Johnson from the deep left corner. That's his third three-pointer of the ball game. Hastings out on top. 66-64. 10.5 to play here in the basketball game. There's a crank deep in the right corner. He drives it toward the goal. Uncontested. His shot up there rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hunter has got the ball to Loposki. To Hunter. Now to Zach Kitten. Out to Loposki. Now to Eli. Free throw line extended right side. Hunter goes to Kitten. Now to Eli. Right side. Zach Johnson with the ball on the wing. Two-handed pass comes out here to Zach Kitten at the top of the circle. Here's a Hiscock. Nice move to the basket. He goes. His shot. No good, but he's fouled in the play. That one just rolls off of the front iron. Hiscock will go to the free throw line here. The personal foul is going to be called on Trent Hillbrands of Northwestern. That's going to be his second. Hiscock will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. Hiscock has not been to the line today. He's got 17 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. About a 76% foul shooter on the season, averaging 18 points, 8 rebounds per ball game. Barton Hiscock will have one more. Hastings down with a three-point lead, 67-64. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bart Hiscock. Hastings led by as many as 9 points in the first half of play. Northwestern is led by as many as 7. Other than that, it's been a tight basketball game here today. Hillbrands driving the ball to the basket as it knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Northwestern will play things in. Underneath their own basket, Hastings is out on top, 68-64. Northwestern will play things in. Looking, finally get it in and back out of bounds. Zach Johnson tips the ball away from Hillbrands. Grant DeMolinari is a guy who was inbounding the ball there for Northwestern. He'll try it again down here in the corner. DeMolinari, now what do we have? We have a whistle and a foul called here on Hastings. Going to go on Loposki, trying to hold somebody out there. Loposki picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 on Hastings. Again, a non-shooting situation. DeMolinari again will inbound the ball here, or attempt to. for Northwestern. Dee Molinari has still got it. Gets it into the corner. That one is lost off with the fingertips of Jay Small out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Eli Hunter. And now we're going to have a timeout called here from Northwestern. 9 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the game. We've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Bullseye invites everyone in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 9:37 to play in the basketball game. Hastings 68, Northwestern 64.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings on a 44-42 lead at halftime. Broncos now leading 68-64 here. Halfway through this second half, here's Miller. Miller has it going off of his leg. He picks it up near the 10-second line. Miller to Zach Johnson. Moves to his left. Three-pointer, yes! Zach Johnson hits his fourth three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 12 points. Hastings now leading 71-64. With 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play, Dee Molinari has a pass that's going to be kicked there. Hastings came up with a ball as a Miller had it. He was heading toward the goal there for Hastings, but a kicking violation is called there on the Broncos. We're going to have Northwestern inbounding the ball here on the near side. They've got 23 seconds left in the shot clock. 9:08 to play in regulation. Dee Molinari has got the ball on the far sideline, picked up by Miller. Dee Molinari moves it over in the right wing. That's Hillbrands. He drives the ball into the paint. High arcing shot is up there. No good. Kitten with a rebound. Zach has got the ball for Hastings down the left sideline to Kevin Miller. Here come the Broncos. Hastings with a 71-64 lead. Eli Hunter goes inside. Hiscock grabs it. His shot is up there. No good. He's fouled in the play. Hiscock is fouled in the play there by Stephen Kratz. That's going to be Kratz's second personal foul. Going to the free throw. Throw line for the Broncos will be Bart Hiscock. Hiscock with 19 in the ballgame. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Shot is up there. The shot is no good by Hiscock. They'll get one more. That is the first miss of the day for Hastings from the free throw line. Broncos are 10 out of 11 from the stripe today. Hiscock will have one more chance right here with 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Hastings leading Northwestern 71-64. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bart Hiscock. 72-64. And Hastings led by 9 right off the bat today. Northwestern has had a 7-point lead. Right now, Hastings leading by 8, 72-64. Northwestern working the ball here. And their offensive end, Mulder, underneath the basket. His shot over Miller is no good. Kevin grabs the ball for Hastings. Kevin Miller streaks it back the other way. Miller on the attack. His pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Broncos now with 9 turnovers here in the ball game. Mulder has got the ball to Dee Molinari. Over here to Crack. Fakes the 3. Dribbles inside. And a foul is going to be called. A whistle. Hastings is going to be guilty of a foul here. It's going to go on Hunter. Eli Hunter picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. 8:03 to play in this ball game. Hastings is out on top of Northwestern. The score is 72-64. They'll play things in. This is Parker Mulder with the ball. Mulder reverses, comes over here on the left side to Stephen Crack. Out here to higher at the top of the circle. Bounce pass down to Mulder. Here's one from the top of the key that's going to be no good from higher. Offensive board loose. Jay Small had it. He lost it and is picked up here by Zach Kitten of Hastings. So the Broncos with 7:40 to play in the game. Hastings with an 8-point lead. 72-64. Here's Miller. Miller gets it out here to Hiscock, top of the circle. Hiscock goes over to a Zach Johnson. He holds the ball. Zach Johnson puts it on the floor, dribbles over here to Hiscock. His shot for three is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Stephen Crack picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Hiscock goes down. And we're going to have three shots here for Bart Hiscock from the free throw line. With 7 minutes and 24 seconds to play, Hastings has got an 8-point lead over Northwestern. It is 72-64. So Hiscock going to the line. He's 3 out of 4 so far today for Hastings. He's got 20 points in the basketball game. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hiscock will get a couple of more shots. Hiscock now with the 21 in the ball game. Kevin Miller has got 14 points. Also in the double figures is Zach Johnson with 12. Next shot is up there. It is good for Bart Hiscock. He'll get one more shot here. So Hastings has now opened up a 10-point lead, 74-64 here, as Bart Hiscock will have one more shot here. As he will toe the mark for Hastings. Again, the Broncos have missed only one free throw today. Next one is up there. It is good. So Loposki comes into the ball game. Hiscock checks out. All right, so the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings, 75-64. 7 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the game. Here comes a Parker Mulder with it now. The Crack over there on the right side to Hillbrands. Hillbrands trying to shake loose. They get it to Hire, now to Hillbrands on the left wing. Dribbles between a couple of defenders to the goal and shot good. Trent Hillbrand scores. He's had a good ball game today. He's got 18 points in the ball game. 75-66. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Zach Kitten with it now to Eli Hunter. Here's Loposki, 25 feet away from the basket to Miller. Miller gets it to Eli Hunter. That is Zach Johnson around the perimeter. They lob it inside, tipped away there from Kitten out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:40 remaining here in the ball game. 6 seconds on the shot clock as Hastings will inbound the ball. Eli Hunter looks to get it in. He does. Loposki with it. Loposki takes it into the lane. His shot up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Hillbrands. Hillbrands left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Here come the Red Raiders. Hillbrands spins left side of the lane. His shot up there and in. Hillbrands scores. He scored the last two here for Northwestern. He's now got 20 in the ballgame, 75-68. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. There's a Zach Kitten, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, at the 6:14 mark on this second half. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar. Stop in and see him for dinner tonight at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. 6:14 left here in the ballgame. Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos 75, the Red Raiders 68.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings. KHAS.
Women's college basketball at the end of the third quarter. Concordia is leading number one ranked Dakota Wesleyan. The score is Concordia 63, Dakota Wesleyan 54. So number one ranked Dakota Wesleyan in trouble in women's play. Concordia with a 63-54 lead as they head into quarter number four. Hastings has got the lead here, 75-68. There's a baseline jumper by Kitten. It's up there. No good. Hiscock goes for the tip, but he couldn't get there. Rebound comes down to Mulder. His pass down the floor is going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to connect with Heyer, and they threw it too far. That's going to be turnover number 13 in the ball game now for Northwestern. Hastings has got 10 turnovers. Just by the 6-minute mark, 75-68. Hastings with the lead here. Broncos led at halftime 44-42. There's Loposki with the ball. Loposki down to Bart. Bart Hiscock comes over here to Zach Johnson. Dribbles behind his back. Comes over here to Kitten. Sends it inside to Hiscock. Spins. Hiscock goes up. Has the basketball stripped away. And a foul is going to be called. Foul here is going to go on Hillbrands. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Bart Hiscock to the free throw line. Hiscock is 6 out of 7 from the line today. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Northwestern here in the ball game. Hiscock's free throw is up there good. He'll get one more. Hiscock having a good ball game. 24 in this contest. His season high this year. Scored 27 a couple of times. Once against Sterling and once against Morningside. There's the next shot. It's up there and in. So Hiscock has now got 25 in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead here at 77-68 with 5.5 to play. Hillbrands has got the ball. Hillbrands getting away, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Going to go on Zach Johnson. Johnson picks up his second. The Nebraska women's basketball team playing this afternoon against Denver University. The game is over on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5 is going on right now. Nebraska volleyball against Stanford tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Beginning at 7, there's a steal now by Loposki. Brings it back. His layup is no good. Hiscock with a rebound. He throws it right into the hands of Mulder. Northwestern has got the ball. Mulder now to Hillbrands in the lane. Shot good. Trent Hillbrands scoring there. He's got 22 in the ball game, 77-70 now. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Zach Johnson has got it on the far side. Johnson, 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to Kitten, lobs it inside. The Hiscock shot, good. Bart Hiscock scores. He's now got 27 in the ball game. Ties his season high. 79-70 is the score. Here's a Jay Small with the ball. Small takes it down low to Mulder. Now we got a foul called on Miller. Kevin Miller picks up the foul. Hastings shot a bunch of three-pointers in the first half. In fact, the Broncos shot 16 three-pointers in the first half. Hastings has shot 10 so far here in the second half, but they're a little bit more committed to the inside game. And Hastings has been able to get the ball to Bart Hiscock, and he has delivered with 27 points here in the basketball game. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Parker Mulder. He's now got 7 points in the ball game for Northwestern. The Hastings lead is now 8 points. It's 79-71. Parker Mulder will have one more. Shot is up there. Good. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. 79-72. Miller gets it to Hiscock. Now to Loposki. Over to Zach Johnson. The Loposki. To Zach, free throw line extended left side to Miller. Miller on the dribble, moves to his right, skip pass, goes over to Zach, has it knocked loose. Zach picks her back up to Loposki, dribbles it down the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called here. Jay Smaller, check that. It's going to go on Parker Mulder. Mulder picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Red Raiders, and now Hastings will send Loposki to the free throw line. Hastings is a team hitting 72% from the line this year. Loposki 68% individually. He's got 11 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It is good. Loposki is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Hastings 17 out of 18 from the charity stripe. Brandon Loposki will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Loposki hits a couple. Now Hastings has got a 9-point lead again. 81-72 with 4:05 to play here in the ballgame. Hillbrands at the elbow. Hillbrands to Mulder. Mulder looking to penetrate. Flips it back out here. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good there by Jay Small. Rebound comes down to Loposki of Hastings. Loposki brings it up down the near sideline. 3:45 to go. Loposki into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Loposki brings it back to the center of the floor. 18 left in the shot clock. Here's a Kitten with it now to Zach Johnson. Loposki on the wing to Zach at the point. Here's Hiscock. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jay Small. Small runs are back the other way for the Red Raiders. Quickly into the offensive zone. Crack has got the ball. Now to Korver. Korver on the right side of the floor. Takes it to the far sideline to Mulder. He gets away, drives it to the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. He'll have two as he goes to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Zach Johnson. That's going to be his third. Hastings and Tabor coming up on Monday. That'll be a 6 o'clock game here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Beyond the Air Monday at 5:45 with a pregame show. Top of the free throw line is up and in by Parker Mulder. And Hastings will play a couple of NCAA Division II opponents. The next two nights will be in Kearney on Tuesday night for Hastings and Nebraska. Kearney will be in Sioux Falls on Wednesday for Hastings and Augustana. On the action coming up next week here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to get on a little run here before Christmas. 81-74 is the score. Hastings leading by 7 here. Zach with three shot good. Big bucket there by Zach Johnson. He's hit 5 3-pointers in this ball game. He's got 15 points. Hastings out on top by 10. 84-74. Now with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Hillbrands for three. His shot won't go. Rebound comes down. We got a foul called. Zach Kitten. Good rebounding position. Isaac Heyer tried to fight through there and picks up the personal foul. Heyer picks up his fourth, and now Northwestern wants to call a timeout. Northwestern calls a timeout here with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the game. This timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, the home of NFL and college football. 2:42 to play in the game. Hastings 84, Northwestern 74.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. And Nebraska volleyball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska will play Stanford. 8 o'clock will be the first serve. Our pregame show from Minneapolis will begin at 7 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to lock up a win here in the men's ball game after Northwestern beat our women's team earlier today by 19, 81-62. This is Kitten going to the free throw line for Hastings. A shot good. Kitten is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. The Broncos continue to score from the free throw line today. Next shot is up there. It is good. Hastings now with a 12-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game now at 86-74. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there and in by Hillbrands. He just kind of created something there in the paint. He's now got 24. And now with Northwestern applying some pressure and backward, the ball poked away. Picked up by Stephen Kratt. A turnover on Hastings down in the right corner. His shot is up there. It's no good by Small. Rebound comes down to Hiscock. He clears it out of there. As they get it to Kitten, now to the forecourt to Zach Johnson. Lebowski has got it. Lebowski clears out the left side. He'll bring it out here in the three-point territory. Kevin Miller has got the ball. Now with 2 minutes to play, Kevin Miller drives it down the lane. A pass here to Hiscock is through his fingertips. Hiscock saves it. The ball's tipped around and it's picked up here by Hillbrands. Turnover on Hastings. Hillbrands drives it all the way back the other way. His shot good. Hillbrands now with 26 in the ball game. So a couple of turnovers on Hastings, and just like that, it's an 8-point ball game again. We've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. 1:42 to play in the ball game. Hastings 86, Northwestern 78.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Another sports offering tonight. Morningside is playing Benedictine out of Kansas for the NAIA football championship. That's down in Daytona Beach, Florida. You have access to ESPN3. You can check out the NAIA national championship football game tonight in Daytona. Hastings with the ball. Broncos have an 8-point lead here late in the ball game. 86-78 is the score, and Leposky is going to be fouled in the play. Iyer gets hit in the chops there and picks up the personal foul for Zephyrs. And I think that's going to be number 5 on the Hires. He's going to foul out of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Leposky for Hastings. Leposky has got 13 points in the ball game here. Leposky's free throw is up there and good. So Hires going to have to come out. Coming into the ball game is going to be Corver again. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, 87-78. Shot is up there. That one rolls down through the hole for Brennan Leposky. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout with a minute and 25 seconds to go. Timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Take a break. 125 to play in the game. Hastings 88, Northwestern 78.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 125 to play in the ballgame. Hastings still protecting a 10-point lead. Broncos led by 2 points at halftime. Hastings has not relinquished the lead here in the second half. Driving the ball to the hole, there is going to be Mulder. He goes for the basket and scores. And now we've got Northwestern calling a timeout. All right, 116 to play here in the second half. Another timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We'll take a break. Hastings 88, Northwestern 80.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings trying to hang on here. A minute and 16 seconds to play. In the second half, Hastings has got an 88-80 advantage over Northwestern. Red Raiders going to attack here in backcourt. Martin Hiscock will play things in for Hastings to Leposky. Leposky down to Hiscock, now to Miller. Races into the offensive zone, double teamed, and he's going to be forced to burn a timeout here. He was double teamed here right as he brought the ball across the 10-second line, so saved the possession. He called a timeout. Again, brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. 108 to play now in the ball game. It's Hastings 88, Northwestern 80.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on.
Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the Soup and Salad Bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we'll complete the play. Hastings is still out on top of Northwestern. 88-80. Broncos looking for their 10th win of the season here. This would be huge in the conference. Northwestern, a team that beat the 6th-ranked team of the country the other night at home. They beat them pretty easily, 96-73. Hastings will inbound the ball here right in front of the bench. They get it into the hands of Miller, and he's hit on the play. So Kevin Miller will go to the free throw line. Isaac Heyer picks up the personal foul. Now he's got 5. Fouls out of the ball game now at the 106 mark. He leads with 10 points. That's going to send the Broncos to the free throw line. Kevin Miller will go to the line for Hastings. Miller's shot good. Kevin Miller now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 76% from the foul line this season. Shot is up there good. 2 big free throws. Hastings has got a 10-point lead now, 90-80. Minute and 5 seconds to play, and now we got a foul call. That's the last thing we want there. Kevin Miller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his 3rd. So that's going to send Northwestern to the free throw line here with the clock stopped. Parker Mulder is going to go to the line here. Mulder has got 12 points in the ball game. Eli Hunter is going to come out. Hiscock back in there for Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Parker Mulder for Northwestern. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line today. His shot is up there. The shot good. Mulder will have another one. It's now a 90-81 ball game. Hastings has got the lead over Northwestern. Next one is up there. It is good by Mulder. So it's back to an 8-point ball game at 90-82 with a minute and 1 second to play. Leposky, he's going to be hit here in backcourt. He's going to be fouled, and now Leposky will go to the free throw line. Final score in women's play today. Concordia has beaten Dakota Wesleyan in women's basketball, the final of 80-68. So Concordia beats number 1 ranked Dakota Wesleyan 82-68. Actually, the final score there in the women's play, as Leposky will throw down the free throw. Also a halftime score. Nebraska is leading Denver. The score is 52-37. That's a halftime score. Leposky's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. There's a pass inside to Mulder. His shot is up there and in. Parker Mulder scores there for Northwestern. Now 92-84 with 47 seconds to play. Now we got Mulder with a backcourt foul. That's going to be his 3rd. So Concordia picks up a big win over Dakota Wesleyan in women's play. Bulldogs will be back on top of the new poll when it comes out here after Christmas. Shot is up there. It is good. Zach Johnson gets the free throw to go down. 93-84. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. So now it's a 94-84. There's a long-range jumper put up there and in. A 3-pointer. Trent Hillbrands throws up the threes. Now got 29 in the ball game. 94-87. 42 seconds to go. And now we've got Kevin Miller being fouled into play here. So Kevin Miller will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Well, this last minute off of the clock is taking a long time to click off here. Kevin Miller to the free throw line now. Miller's got 16 in the ball game for Hastings. His shot is up there, and that one is no good. He'll get one more. I think that's only the 2nd miss for Hastings from the free throw line here today. It's correct. They're now 28 out of 30 from the free throw line today. Bronco shooting a ton of free throws. Miller will have another one. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he's one out of two from the free throw line. 95 to 87, Hastings has got the lead. Here's Hillbrands with the ball. He drives it right to the basket, and his shot is good. Hillbrands now with 31 in the ball game for Northwestern. 95 to 87, and now Korver is going to reach out and foul Kevin Miller as he brings the ball across the 10-second line. Miller kind of hobbling a little bit there. Miller's going to walk to the free throw line. That's the last thing we need is an injury to Kevin Miller. He goes to the free throw line now to shoot two. His first one is up there and in. Miller's now got 18 in the ball game. Bart Hiscock leading the way for the Broncos here today. Hiscock's got 27. Shot is up there good by Miller. At 27 ties Hiscock's season high. It's the third time this year he's hit 27 points. There's a shot at the other end by Hillbrands. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Jay Small gets the field goal there for Northwestern. Now we got a timeout with 19 seconds to play. And a six-point ball game. Another timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. Hastings 97, Northwestern 91.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to nine areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, 19.4 seconds to play. 97-91 is the score. Hastings is out on top of Northwestern here today. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Coming up, we've got the players of the game and also our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here today. Hiscock will inbound the ball. Hiscock gets it in here to Leposky. He's going to be fouled in the play. Leposky is fouled by Jay Small, so now Hastings again will go back to the free throw line. I don't think their strategy is working here for Northwestern. The Broncos have stepped to the line, and they have hit 31 out of 33 free throws today. Northwestern is 11 out of 13. Here's Leposky, his free throw good. Yeah, Leposky just keeps banging them home here. 11 out of 11 from the free throw line for Brendan Leposky. He's now got 18 in the ball game for the Broncos, and the Hastings lead is now 98 to 91. Here's the next one. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down here to Mulder. Parker Mulder runs her back the other way here for Northwestern to the far sideline. Long range jumper over there. Good. Dalton Mosier knocks down a three-pointer. 98 to 94, now with 9 seconds to play. And here is Kevin Miller. He's going to be fouling the play. So Dalton Mosier comes into the ball game. Mosier hits his first shot that he takes there for Northwestern, a three-pointer. He's hitting 60% from three-point territory as he knocks down the three there for Northwestern. And now we've got 6.9 seconds to play in this basketball game. And Kevin Miller will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. And actually, I'm going to put another second on the clock. 7.9 seconds will be on the clock now for Hastings. Kevin Miller to the free throw line. 76% for the season. 7 out of 8 today. Shot up there, good. 99-94 is the score. Now Billy wants to burn his final timeout here. Hastings will burn his final timeout here. 7.9 seconds to play in the game. Broncos have a 5-point lead. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings 99, Northwestern 94.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, this is the most points that Hastings has scored this season since their third game this year. They beat Barclays of Kansas by the score of 118-72. Hastings has scored 99 here this afternoon against Northwestern. 99-94 is the score. Kevin Miller to the free throw line. Hastings 33 out of 36 on free throws today. And Kevin Miller will have a big one right here. Kevin looks up there. Shot is up and the shot good. Miller knocks down a couple of free throws. Hastings has hit the century mark. 194. Long pass down the floor is over the head of everybody out of bounds. So still 7.9 seconds to play. Northwestern goes for the home run ball. They're down by 6 points, so only a two-possession ball game. But now Hastings will get the inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. As Northwestern throws it the length of the floor here, they just play it in. Northwestern putting up the white flag, and the Broncos are going to win it. Hiscock just hangs on to the ball in the corner. Time expires. Hastings wins the ball game. The Broncos put up 100 points on Northwestern here this afternoon, and Hastings beats the Northwestern Red Raiders here at home, picking up a big win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings wins 194 over Northwestern. So Hastings will go to 10 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're now 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos will play again on the Monday night here at home as they take on Tabor College out of Kansas. A team from the KCAC will be up here. That game time will be at 6 o'clock. They've moved it up an hour, so if you got a schedule at home that says 7, that's incorrect. They have moved it up to a 6 o'clock starting time on Monday. That means our pregame show will be at 5:45 on Monday afternoon. Hastings and Tabor here on 1230 KHIS. But Hastings picking up a big win, 194 over Northwestern. Back with the final numbers after this.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College getting out of here with a big win here today. They beat Northwestern by the score of 100-94. We'll get you the final numbers. They're brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings is getting 27 points in the ball game today from Bart Hiscock. That ties a season high. Bart also with 27 in the ball game against Sterling. Had 27 against Morningside. Has 27 here today for Hastings College. So Bart Hiscock leading the way for the Broncos here in the ball game today. Brendan Leposky ends up with 18 points. Zach Johnson had 17, Kevin Miller with 21. So it's Hiscock with 27, Kevin with 21, Brendan Leposky with 18, and Zach Johnson with 17. Other scores, we had Zach Kitten score 8 points, Shane Chamberlain 3, and Ben Wahlberg had 3 points today for Hastings. Northwestern got 31 from Trent Hillbrands, 16 from Parker Mulder, 11 points for Jay Small, 10 for Isaac Heyer, 12 points for Christian Corver. Another scores today, Stephen Kratt had 9 points, and Grant Rohr had 2. Shooting numbers in the ball game for Hastings today, 26 out of 58. That is 44.8%. Northwestern hit 50% of their field goals, or right at it, 35 out of 69, 50.7%. Northwestern hit 13 out of 30 from beyond the arc, 43%. Hastings was 14 out of 28 for 50%. So we had, 58 three-pointers thrown up in the ball game between the two teams here today. Hastings from the free throw line, 34 out of 37. That's 91%. Northwestern hit 11 out of 13 for 84%. Rebounds about even. Hastings had 34. Northwestern had 32. Broncos had 13 turnovers, 4 block shots, and 4 steals. Northwestern had 15 turnovers, 1 block shot, and 8 steals. Leading rebounders for Hastings in this ball game today, Zach Kitten, he had 9. And the leading rebounder for Northwestern, looks like a couple of guys with 6. Parker Mulder had 6 rebounds. Jay Small had 6. And Grant Rohr had 6 rebounds for the Red Raiders. But Hastings wins it here today. Most points that Hastings has scored this year since they put up 118 against Barclays of Kansas back on November 2nd, their third game of the season. Hastings hits the century mark for the second time this season. They beat Northwestern today by a score of 100-94 to improve to 10-4 in the season, 5-3 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Stick around. Players of the game coming up next in the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The postgame shows are up next on your Hastings link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
It's time for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So a split here today. Hastings College women losing to Northwestern in the first game. The Hastings College men coming back and grabbing the win in the nightcap. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings getting one player in double figures in the women's ball game. Gabby Grasso comes up with 14 points in the ball game today as Hastings a little challenged offensively here today. Also, 7 points in the ball game from Sophia Pankratz. Caitlin Schmidt also with 7 points for Hastings in the ball game today. For the Hastings College men, big performance from Bart Hiscock. He goes over 1,000. For his career here at Hastings College, and for the third time this season, he scores 27 points in the ballgame. He does it today against Northwestern, 27 points, 18 for Brandon Leposky. Leposky also grabs 7 rebounds. Kevin Miller, he scores 21 points today, and also in double figures was Zach Johnson with 17. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, for the women, Gabby Grasso again leading the way for the Broncos. 14 points in the ball game, pulls down four rebounds. Second time in 2 weeks that Gabby has led the Broncos in scoring. He had 20 points last Saturday in the ball game up there against Dort. Comes through with 14 today, 6 out of 12 on the field. She was 0 out of 1 and from three-point territory, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pulls down four rebounds, scores 14 points, couple of assists, a block shot, and two steals as Hastings loses to Northwestern in the first game, 81-62 in the ball game today. And for the Hastings College men, it was Bart Hiscock. Comes up big again today, 27 points and 7 rebounds in the ball game. Bart was 8 out of 12 from the field, 3 out of 6 from beyond the arc. He hit 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Pulls down 7 rebounds, 3 on offense and 4 on defense. 27 points, 3 assists, 1 block shot as he plays just a hair under 26 minutes today for Hastings College as the Broncos beat Northwestern 100-94. So Bart Hiscock and Gabby Grasso are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
It's time for the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now, located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
Right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College wins it over Northwestern in the men's ball game, 100-94. Hastings assistant coach Brady Barrett's going to join us in the post game show. And Coach, congratulations for the win. It took 100 points to win this, baby. We'll take it.
Yeah, crazy game, but huge win for us in the conference. And it was a collective team group win. And, you know, we had a lot of guys step up and play well. Obviously, Zach Johnson off the bench hits 5 threes. Phenomenal shooter. We had, you know, 4 guys in double digits. That's huge for us.
Look at the three-point shooting here today. They attempt 30 threes. We attempt 28. We had 58 three-pointers between us in this ball game.
Yep, that's old GPAC basketball right there. A lot of threes. They played a zone, and we knew we were going to get a lot of open looks. And luckily, we found the guys that were really good makers, and we call makers. And defensively, first half, we struggled on their ball screen defense a little bit. We had a great adjustment at halftime, figured it out. Late in the game, they put their head down, got to the line a lot too. But just a great team win for us.
I think you had 16 or 17 three-pointers in the first half. I thought in the second half you kind of committed yourself to getting the ball inside. And Bart Hiscock delivered for you.
Yeah, well, we talked about getting rhythm shots inside out. And, you know, Bart scored a couple inside, then they have to double. And then you get wide-open shots on the outside for really good makers. And that was the difference in the game.
You got to at least get some looks inside to make this offense breathe a little bit to open up that perimeter shooting, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Bart's a phenomenal. He's one of the better players I've ever seen down low. His footwork is unbelievable. And I want to – we'll get there in a minute, I'm sure, about Bart. But, you know, that 1,000 points tonight, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal leader of this team. I've been around him for 3 years now, all the years he's been here. I love the kid. He's a phenomenal worker. A lot of people probably don't know, but he's a biology major. He's a pre-med student. And how he juggles basketball studies is unbelievable. He gets in the gym, shoots, you know, he's a phenomenal shooter. But how he juggles, that's very impressive for a biology major.
Yeah, 27 points for Barton here today. He's right up there, 18, 19 points per game all season long. Probably our most steady Eddie out
right.
there.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of our guys that's played for a lot of basketball. He started since his freshman year. And, you know, I talk about culture a lot with our program, and he's the kind of guy you want as part of a culture. He defines culture, you know, a guy that can study but bring it every day in practice, and he's grown so much as a player and a leader, and it's fun. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, well, we kind of forget about it when we're doing all these games that these kids are also
students
and they got to go to
– A lot of pre-med students, And that's the thing, awesome thing about Bart. He studies on road trips. He's always studying about for his MCAT, and I think he takes that in a month here. So, but just a phenomenal story with Bart. You know, a kid that's started since his freshman year and how much he's grown over years. I mean, he was a really good player as a freshman. Last year's second team all conference. This year he's even upped his game. And that's because of his dedication this summer. Honestly, he had a phenomenal, phenomenal summer.
Yeah, and he means so much to this basketball team, too.
Yes.
Boy, it kind of revolves around him, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's so good down low, and then it opens up shots for us outside. And then he's a good shooter outside. And when we're setting up this team for this next season for last year, we wanted him to play the five, make teams come out and guard him. And obviously he's a really good shooter, and he's hitting the shots. They got to guard him. He go right around him. And that's why we didn't recruit a big. We wanted to go with Bart at the five, and there's a reason we did that.
So Hastings picking up a win here over Northwestern, 100-94. You take a look at Northwestern, they scored 94 points, but this is a team that is tough to defend. This is a good basketball team.
Well, they can score it, I mean, with the best of them. They always have. Coach Corbett does a great job. They can shoot lights out. And a couple times we went under on ball screens. I'm not sure why, but we did. And if you go under on ball screens with them, they're going to hit it. And we left a few guys that we knew that were makers wide open. In the second half, we closed that gap. It's a really good team win for us. It's a big conference win. I mean, get 5-3 in the league is huge right now.
Coach, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the start of the ball game because we were so poor last week at Dort. We come out today, we bang home three three-pointers.
Right.
We go up 9-0 in the first couple of seconds.
We talk about that. You got to have a quick start, and we talk about quick start from the warm-ups. We had a phenomenal warm-up. I watched warm-ups, and there's a reason I do that because you can tell from the warm-ups what your team's going to do in that first 4 minutes of the game because the energy level, the passion level. If you have a good warm-up, you're going to start the game well. And that's good. That goes from any team in the country, from college, high school, to NBA. You got to have a great warm-up. There's an old saying, win the warm-up, and it's true.
Did you sense last week that we didn't have it?
We didn't. We talked about that. I missed the post-game show last week. We had a long conversation about every day respecting the game and going hard at everything you do, and we had a great week of practice, and preparation is what leads you to success, and we had a great 4 days of practice. And going back to the studies, guys had finals this week, but we had a lot of grind out practices, and we needed that to get our energy and passion back. So I'm sure the guys are glad that we had a game today. We had a great warm up last week. It was, I would say 80%. You got to have 100% warm up.
So Hastings wins it here today, 194 over Northwestern. Now we go, you guys are away from school as things have wrapped up. So we've got three games, over the next 4 days. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We start off with a Tabor, a team from the KCAC. Yeah. Then we play a Nebraska Kearney on Tuesday, and then we go to Augustana on Wednesday. So a good little stretch for us.
Yeah, Coach Gaber's telling after the game, it must have been the assistant coaches that did the schedule because that's a crazy schedule. But, most important game's Tabor. We got to take care. I mean, they're a very, very athletic team. They're a good team. They might be five. I think they're 5-8 maybe. But they're better than 5-8. They were very athletic. They had a tough non-conference schedule. We got to be ready to play Monday night.
Then Tuesday, we got two so-called exhibition games.
Yeah, there's no exhibitions on our schedule.
No,
but yeah.
these are NCAA Division II opponents, and when we face those teams, those are basically exhibition games.
Yep.
But I'll guarantee you, they're not exhibition games
they're
for
huge
us.
For our program. Anytime you can go on the road, and play D2, and potentially win, that's huge for your program. That's a selling point for recruiting. We feel GPAC is as good as some D2 conferences. I truly believe that is a phenomenal, phenomenal basketball league. We're not going to look at those games as exhibition. We're going to go there and compete, and we're expecting to win. They're two good teams, and the guys enjoy that. I mean, this is fun. You get to play three games. It's an NBA schedule. I mean, what guy wouldn't want to play games?
Yeah, you're probably not going to tell Bill Gabers that this game don't mean anything.
Exactly.
Because when we go over and play.
Especially UNK.
Yeah, when we go play at Kearney.
Obviously, he played at Hastings back in the days of the UNK-Hastings rival when they were both NEI. So that's a big game for him. There's a reason we still play that game.
Okay, my man, put her in the books, and yes. We'll see you
next
Mike. Week.
Thanks all for all you do. Yep,
bye. Yep, that's Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos picking up a big win today over Northwestern, 194. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Nebraska volleyball will play for the national championship tonight against Stanford. That will be at the Target Center in Minneapolis. We've got the match for you coming up here in just a little bit. 7 o'clock for the pregame show. It'll be 8 o'clock for the first serve as Nebraska takes on Stanford tonight in volleyball. Back here with Hastings College men's basketball Monday, Hastings and Tabor. 6 o'clock starting time, 5:45 for the pregame show. Here on 1230 KHIS. Northwestern wins the women's ball game today over Hastings College, 81-62. Hastings College men beat Northwestern by the score of 100-94. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Brubaker, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now. Located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.